Okay, your boy has COVID, which is great. It's honestly my fault because I decided to celebrate my 22nd birthday last week, and we told people to self-test, but at the end of the day, COVID is not something that you can completely control. Nonetheless, I had a great time, but I do feel kind of, guilty for. Ooh, let me adjust this light. Okay, that's better. But I do feel great about, having celebrated either way. And I'll get into that on this topic. So welcome to the Being a Person podcast. My name is Tommy. And today's episode was supposed to be a little bit different. I was actually supposed to record it with my best friend Liv, and I did, but the quality of the audio wasn't really to my liking. So I'm thinking about ordering new microphones. And then I don't have to record it at the studio. So that's that. But I feel like this would be nice too, like in the comfort of, home and just talking to you guys. I mean, you guys really, really liked last episode, and before diving into the topic of being loved, and this kind of ties in with that topic, I want to give a huge thank you and appreciation to all the lovely people who have reached out and who, have said that this has helped them or that they're, very happy how the podcast turned out. I really, really feel supported and loved and appreciated. And yeah, it means a lot. So thank you so much. And now we're going to dive into the topic of being loved. So kind of how I came to this topic was that I realized last year how easy it is for me to give love. Like, it's something that comes very naturally to me. And I discovered that last year how I fall in love with places and people and stories. And I'm very almost romantic in that sense. And I get really curious about these things. And yeah, last year was all about discovering that side of myself and that kind of curiosity and that love and that hunger. And now it's about, so 2022 and me turning 22 is about kind of discovering how to receive love, because I already am good at giving love, and now I really want to learn how to be able to receive it, because I think it's very, very important for us to understand that being loved and being able to receive love is just as important as being able to give love. And I feel like it's something that we don't talk about enough, but also in some regards we do, but then it's kind of like distorted. But yeah, let's dive in, let's talk about it, and I hope you guys enjoy what I'll have to say about this kind of stuff. So, I think first I want to talk about being loved in relationship to others, and then we can dive into being loved in relationship to yourself. So, being loved in relationship to others, for me, it has become very important because I realized that if I am able to receive love and I'm able to take up space, it not only helps me, but it helps and heals the relationships around me. Because I feel like if you don't really like yourself, it's very easy for you not to drive them away from you, but to drive yourself away from people. Because you're unable to show up for yourself, so how would you be able to show up for others? And I think the topic of being loved often ties in with other people. For example, in the romantic sense, like there's so many stories out there. And yeah, so I think it's really, really important to understand that, you know, if you know your self-worth, you first of all know your boundaries, because I see a lot of people always disregarding their boundaries when it comes to love, or romantic relationships. And I really started asking people, that's literally the COVID right now. Damn, that shit sucks, by the way. But I really started asking people when they were talking about this sort of stuff, what they thought they deserved. Because, okay, let's have like a real talk right now. Let me ask you a few questions. This is kind of what I've picked up over the last few months. And so my question is, do you deserve to feel uncertain? Do you deserve that you feel like you're being kind of jerked around? Do you deserve someone who doesn't care about you or who hasn't shown that they care about you? Do you deserve someone who makes you feel selfish for, you know, kind of verbalizing your emotions and your needs? And do you deserve someone who hangs up on you? Do you deserve someone who ghosts you? Do you deserve someone who takes 4 days to answer your texts? Or do you deserve someone who's there for you and who supports you and who loves you no matter what? And I think it's really, really important that we start asking ourselves these, you know, questions. And I think once you ask yourself, do I really deserve to be treated this way? I think that's kind of how you get to get a bigger view on things. Because I think if someone really truly loves you, they will show up for you. And if someone really truly loves you, things work out and they're not complicated. I feel like this idea of like complicated romance exists, and it's so toxic, because I feel like love should feel easy and simple and like coming home and safe and not complicated, like some type of Twilight shit where you're like, does this person even like me? If you have really high doubts, then maybe that person isn't right for you, because you shouldn't feel uncertain, you shouldn't feel doubtful or desperate even. But also with you being able to show up for yourself and understanding what being loved is about, you get to communicate with others what you need. And I think that's the other great thing of, you know, verbalizing kind of your emotions and taking up space, is you're not only benefiting yourself by expressing yourself, but you're also able to help other people. Because if you say to a person, I don't want to be treated that way, maybe they'll have a moment where they'll be like, oh, I didn't even realize I treated people that way. Like, it makes you grow, but it makes them grow too. Like, they will grow from you kind of expressing yourself as well. Which I feel like in the topic of like self-love, we always talk about the self, but we never talk about the community that heals with us. I mean, when I love myself, no one else is able to take away from me. I feel like people have done that in the past, and like there's no blame, honestly, like, because I get it. I think I've been a taker too. Also, by the way, this is also maybe important to say, there's people that easily give love, and I think there's also people that easily take. But I think my audience and my friends are more of givers than actual receivers. So I can't speak for the people that, you know, take instead of giving, because I don't know what goes on in their minds. But going back to healing yourself and healing the relationships with your peers and friends and partners, and family members, is that I feel like now I'm so centered in myself, and I know who I am, and I know what I like and what I dislike, and I'm starting to really lean into listening and deep listening to myself, not listening to anxiety or anything, but more listening to who I am and what I truly want. And it's really, really a good experience, because now I feel like people are less able to take away, and I feel like I'm more able to let certain people in and let certain people not in. And it's a very nice process, and it's a really nice process to observe. And yeah, I think what also made me just realize is, like, when you like someone, you look at them and you think, oh my god, this person deserves the entire world, like, they deserve everything. And I started to kind of ask myself, wait, but why don't I think that kind of stuff about myself? What I also found really interesting is, so I was celebrating my birthday, and I had people hang up wishes on helium balloons for me and my friend, because we were celebrating together. And one of my friends made a joke and said, that is so self-centered. And that kind of stung in a way, not because they necessarily made that joke, but because I have that voice inside of my head as well. That voice that tells me that I'm selfish and narcissistic and self-centered. And they really, like, triggered that voice in me. And I realized that's not the narrative I want to put on myself. And I literally turned around and I said, it's my birthday. And I think that was a good statement, because, again, I haven't celebrated my birthday in 4 years because I was so unable to celebrate myself. And now I truly just wanted to be with the people that, like, I love and that love me. I was very particular about who I wanted there, and I wanted people to feel like they could show up as their true, honest selves and be comfortable and feel like they're in the safe space. I think that's always what's really important to me, and it was creating the safe space with people. And, you know, this person might have called me self-centered, but what I see is that I'm finally able to show up for myself after 4 years, and I'm finally able to celebrate because I'm only turning 22 once. So I think that was kind of a really interesting way of being like, oh, I have that voice in my head that tells me that taking up space is not good. It makes you a bad person. But I think if we come from a place of judgment, we not only judge others, but we also make ourselves the villain of our stories. And I think, well, I mean, some people need some deep self-reflecting, and they need to realize that they've actually, like, really hurt some people and are the villain. But I think for most people, our intentions are pretty good, and we have to stop beating ourselves up and come from a place of love and be like, no, this is not me being selfish. This is me verbalizing how I feel, or this is me taking up space, and this is me showing up for myself. And it's not selfish to want people to write wishes down for you, because at the end of the day, those are it doesn't have necessarily much to do with you, but it's memories you hold on to and things you read through when you need that extra loving. And also, in regards to healing your relationship with others, when it comes to being able to receive love, is you get to actually pay attention to the signals people are sending to you. I think most of us are so unaware how loved we actually are. And love is everywhere. It's all around. It's in the air. And once you're able to see it, it kind of sparks, it kind of goes with being grateful, because if you're really truly present for it, then you realize how much it exists, how many people actually care. I mean, think about, you know, your parents calling you randomly, or your siblings reaching out randomly, or a friend wishing you good luck on a test, like all these little minor things, even a stranger, you know, smiling at you, those minor things, they count, and they're acts of love and kindness. And, you know, I think once you open your eyes to it, you get to feel loved. And feeling loved is this, I mean, it makes you so happy, because it's like breathing, you know. You take in a breath, that's you receiving, and then you breathe out, and that's you giving. And I think that's how love should be. It should be a receiving and giving, and it should be this flow. It should be like breathing, and breathing comes naturally to us. So yeah. And then in regards to romantic relationships too, I mean, just because I've talked about this a lot in the recent months and with friends, but you know, some people get rejected, and it happens. And I think oftentimes what I hear people say is how ashamed they are, or how misunderstood they feel. And I started viewing rejection as this way of, the only thing you wanted to do is give love, which is beautiful. Like, you wanting to give love should never be shameful. Not even if you wanted to give love to the wrong people. I think that is you being an amazing human being. That's you being able to share these emotions. That's you being a human. That's you being a person. But I think it goes further, because, you know, we've all been a place where we haven't been able to receive love. It's actually really interesting, because I was texting my ex-boyfriend during this exploration of this topic. And I mean, we dated when I was 16, so 6 years ago. And I never really realized how much he loved me. And he was the first person to ever love me romantically. And I got to have this really, really good conversation with him, where for the first time I was able to actually receive the love he had for me, and I was able to listen and truly take in the things he said. And it not only healed me and being like, oh, this person actually like loved me, but it also healed him for being able to express these things. And I think, you know, when it comes to rejection, trailing kind of back on that, but it's, you know, that person sometimes just isn't able to receive the love you have for them. And that's fine, honestly. I mean, I think that's the best part of like being loved and giving love, is like at some point you realize that there's no harsh feelings and no judgment. These things happen. I haven't been able to show up for some people. Some people haven't been able to show up for me. But then it's about also making these boundaries where you're like, wait, but also I'm not gonna become translucent because of this person. I had a lot of guys tell me that me expressing my emotions made them uncomfortable. And I remember feeling so ashamed, and like I was like overstepping. And now I'm starting to realize that they just couldn't receive, and they couldn't open up to it. And I think there's no shame in, you know, me being able to express myself. So I think that's kind of, you know, on the topic of being loved in regards to relationships. But now I want to talk about being loved within yourself, and kind of, you know, I mean, self-love has been this huge topic, and I think it's been distorted by the media, because, you know, if a hot bitch tells you that you should love yourself, you're just like that comes kind of easy to you. You know, like, different experience. But ooh, I don't know if you guys can hear the rain, but it's kind of beautiful. It's also very intense. I feel like it's been really windy here. But I was thinking about this, and this is nothing new, by the way. I feel like this podcast isn't anything like new. These knowledges exist, but I like breaking things down and like reanalyzing them, especially because I feel like you hear about self-love and you like it kind of like just like it's almost like you're numb to it because you've heard it so much. And I like kind of taking back these really old school sayings and, you know, ooh, it's like really raining now. But yeah, kind of taking in these old school sayings and like depicting them and taking them in as new, or really like reflecting on them, because there's one thing to hear and there's one thing to realize, you know? But I was thinking about this recently that I have this relationship with myself for the rest of my life. Like, you're gonna wake up to yourself and you're gonna go to bed with yourself. And you're gonna be with yourself for the rest of your life, unless technology invents a way on how to not do that. But right now, we're not there yet. I mean, I'd love to like wake up in Zendaya's body and like, you know, be on the set of Spider-Man and like, ooh, I'm gonna go actually off on Spider-Man. So I watched Spider-Man and it's very Marvel, it's very cliche, but I loved the Spider-Man movies. And my ass fully cried in the movie theater, and I've never felt more proud. Like, I fully sobbed in the theater. Also, no spoilers, by the way, don't worry. But I fully cried, and I've never been more proud because I remember my therapist telling me that the day I was going to be able to cry during a movie was the day it would show how much work I've put in myself. And it's really that, like, taking up space in myself and, you know, kind of taking the thoughts off and being able to receive this movie and what it meant for me, and just cry and use my body as like a vessel, as a tool to kind of express how I'm feeling, because I feel like my head sometimes puts like a stop on things because I'm worried, you know, if it seems genuine or if people actually care, if like people judge me. And now I'm like, I'm gonna cry because this movie touched me, and there was no thoughts about anything else but how I felt. And that is the other thing, is I think oftentimes what we do, and this is what I do too, is, for example, oh, they don't text me back, it must be because of this and this and this. Or they hurt my feelings because they must be going through this and this and this. And there's nothing wrong with being able to empathize with people. I think that's, you know, a great trait to have and it's beautiful. But I think what I do, and I think what a lot of my friends do, is I narrate for the other person instead of asking myself, what do I actually feel? What do I actually want? And that's been kind of an interesting way because, you know, yeah, they didn't text you back because of this and this and this. But how do you actually feel about that? How does that make you feel? Because, you know, why would you always narrate for them? They're their own person. They can emotionally regulate themselves. But you need to ask yourself, how am I feeling about this? How am I feeling about not getting a clear answer or being ghosted, or you know, not getting a text back, or being hung up on, like these things, you know, it's really important to ask yourself, you know, how does this actually make you feel? And I think that's also another part where like I'm just taking up space within myself and not narrating for others as much because they're already doing that for themselves. So, you know, I don't need to be in the head of others. I need to be inside of my own head and inside of my own body. But, you know, you're gonna have this relationship for the rest of your life. So why not invest in it? Why not put love and care into it instead of hate? Why not say, okay, this is where we are, and now we're gonna make this relationship healthy and we're gonna work for it to be sustainable and resourceful and kind? And I think that is really, really, you know, important to kind of, yeah, just be present for yourself and be willing to work with yourself and with the relationship that you have with yourself. And it's something that doesn't come easily. It's something that takes time. And there's loads of things on how you can do this. It can be by, you know, letting go of certain things or not giving a fuck, honestly. I mean, that's like kind of been my thing. Just like being like, okay, you know what? It doesn't matter. Like, let go, let go, let go. Like, oh, you're breaking out? Let go of it. Oh, you're not, you know, happy with your body, let go of it. Like, and there's nothing wrong with working on it. Like, I mean, I've been doing a lot of like body work and it makes me really happy. I think this is another way why I'm actually able to cry now and be like, you know, use my body as this tool. It's because I've been kind of learning on how to do that. But yeah, I think it's there's different ways. I mean, you could write down self-affirmations, but it's something that takes work because habit breaking takes work. And if your habit is to judge yourself and hate yourself and be really, really unkind to yourself, then, you know, that becomes a habit over time. And I think now it's just the time to learn how to unlearn. I think that's been a whole thing in my life. Just unlearn all these toxic habits that don't serve me anymore and create new ones that are healthy or just like let go. Honestly, I mean, for me, it's been really about just letting go and being like, you know what? This doesn't matter. You know, because if we take the smallest thing and we narrow down on it, then it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. But, you know, that's, we shouldn't just. Yeah, put so much energy into these things that really don't help us anymore. And that's easier said than done, I know. But it's definitely something to be considered. So yeah, I think this is it. Thank you guys for listening and being part of this. And makes me really happy. I hope you get to take something away from this. And again, thank you for showing up and making me feel loved, which, you know, I want to be present for that love that you guys have to share, and I hope you guys are present for the love I can share, so we get to all, you know, fill ourselves up on love, and yeah, heal ourselves, you know, create really good spaces within ourselves, within our minds, within our bodies. But yeah, I wish you a wonderful day, night, whatever time it may be. And I think you should, you know, give yourself more credit. You're doing good. You're doing well. You're doing the best that you can. And that's all that you can ask for. And, you know, be kind to yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. Okay. Well, thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye bye.